Well, tonight we are focusing on sixth chakra. So we're up here between the brows now in Ajna. Ajna, which means perceiver or winged perceiver or to perceive. So it's all about your perception. Here in the case of pattern recognition. So this is a really great wisdom tool, essentially, to tap into the energy of sixth chakra, is to tap into the element of light. And where we shine a light, we get recognition and new knowledge. New knowledge here would be in the patterns. So you kind of see how life is playing out and see how you're operating. Maybe it's thought patterns. Maybe it's habitual actions that you take. Maybe it's patterns in a relationship, patterns in how you operate in relationship to your own body and your own life. It's just, oh, I've done this before, yes. Oh, I've been with this person before, yes. Oh, right, so you see these things. That wisdom wakes up. It's the seat of intuition, imagination, insight, dreams. So this is your place of knowing, right? We've established the body. We've recognized emotions. We've had powerful transformation. We've opened our hearts to love and relationship. We've acknowledged that we can be a creative force in our lives. And now we sit back a little bit and trust that we do know, that we know what's best. Someone last week was saying that he went to a speech or a class. I don't recall what he went to. But at the end of the class, the guy said, "And if you have any questions, go ahead and answer them." Like, you know the answers to these things. But sometimes we need a little bit of reminder to go, oh, yeah, I actually know. I actually know. And then the challenge is to trust that knowledge, trust that intuition and knowing. So this comes into fruition or development in adolescence. Maybe that's when you start to open your eyes, look around and see, oh, when this happens, then this happens. When I do this, then this, in a more cognitive way. Hopefully that's what they're waking up to. Your right here is to see. Literally just to see. I can see this. I can see truth. I could open my eyes. I can see the divine in other, which is a huge practice. I remember one year I was teaching sixth chakra, and we did a lot with opening the eyes, and I went to Central Market after class, and I my eyes were so open. I was looking around going, have there always been all this stuff? Wow! And I would meet somebody and really see them in a different way. It took a little bit of time. It took a little bit of settling. But it was more available. Just seeing the other person and their spirit was more available having worked with sixth chakra. So perhaps we'll have a little bit of that waking up. The demon here or the shadow side is lies. No, illusion. Lies was last week. Here we have illusion. So when you think you know what's going on, but it's just not that, right? We have a veil between us and truth. And the sutras would tell us that the veil between us and truth is often those habitual patterns. So if I always think that when I show up to a party, everyone's wondering why I'm there, then I'm going to get there and I'm going to think everyone's wondering why I'm there. Or I can remove that veil and just realize, hey, nobody's really paying that much attention to whether I'm at this party. You know, whatever it may be. Often these things come up in social situations where your baggage clouds your vision. This removes that. That's an illusion. An illusion you can take into many forms, but this is only a one-hour class. So let's sit together with a group intention of understanding the light within. That it has information for us, that we have a knowing, and that our intuition has truth. So with your fingertips on the floor alongside of you, root down, lift high with your heart. Lengthen your spine. On the next exhale, draw in the low belly. Support your spine as you release your hands to your thighs. Close your eyes. Behind closed lids, gaze at the third eye. So there between the eyebrows, behind closed lids. Keep your attention there as you breathe. Here you might notice the busyness of your mind. I would encourage you to smile at this busy mind and say, you can go now. I'm coming into stillness. Wherever we put our attention is like shining a light into the darkness. So bring your attention to the root of your spine. Bring the element of light all the way down, a red glowing light at the root of the spine, maybe even down through your legs, shining a light into your root support of Muladhara. The red there, feel this part of your body as you breathe. And bring your attention up to below the navel point, shining an orange light of attention into the bowl of the pelvis, the emotional center. Hold your attention on the orange light there as you breathe. Be in that sensation. Then in the solar plexus, the belly, all the way through to the back body, a yellow, lustrous gem of a light. The light of your attention there on this seat of transformation. How do you feel when you think about this place of your body and breathe? Into the green glow of the heart, nourishing your capacity to love by shining your light into the green of heart chakra. The blue of the throat. Shine a light in the communication center and your ability to speak your truth. And arrive back at the third eye, the indigo light here of intuition. I am open to the wisdom within. Repeat that affirmation 3 times as you breathe, gazing at the third eye. I am open to the wisdom within. Your palms together. Take a deep breath in. Exhale all the way. Breathe into Om.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.